There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, Ad Pro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck with the Bulls head coach. We are sponsored by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It is Buffalo's original pizzeria. Quick turnaround for the Bulls, who play on Wednesday night. It's a home game against the Toledo Rockets, a 7:30 kickoff at UB Stadium. You can see it nationally on television on ESPN2, and, of course, you can always hear it right here on ESPN 1520. Coach, the short turnaround of a Thursday to Wednesday game, what kind of challenges does that give to you? And in reality, is a short turnaround a good thing coming off a rather disappointing game like Kent State was?
Well, I think, first of all, Paul, it does, you know, the quick turnaround does, you know, win or lose, and though a disappointing loss, it forces you to quickly turn the page and get on to that next opponent. What does it do for us in practice-wise? You really have to modify the contact in practice. You know, we really went with shoulder pads on once this week. A lot more walkthrough, a lot more just making sure your assignments sound. Not only is it a short week, I think when you're going into your 11th game of the year, you also have to take into account the wear and tear on the body. So holistically, you have to really kind of modify what you're doing, but make sure you have enough in and give yourself the best chances to be successful.
You said after the game on the post-game show, and you repeated it a little earlier this week, and I thought it was pretty interesting and kind of intriguing, where you said you didn't think your guys had the right frame of mind going into that game. I'm curious as to what leads you to that. What do you see? What's the sense that you've been coaching a long time to know the moods of a team, but what was it particularly that led you to say that?
Yeah, and when I said that, Paul, it's not like we didn't have effort, we didn't want to win, we didn't you know, have a ton of assignment errors or something like that, but sometimes it's that extra edge that you got to have. And sometimes when you've been playing well and playing in a routine, you don't completely kind of keep your edge, and there was just something, you know, there's some nights where the night before the game when I meet with the team, I kind of get a vibe. There's sometimes before the game when I meet with the team, before we leave the hotel, you can get a vibe. And then there's things during the game, and I just didn't sense it. And I could see it. I tried to say something, but again, it's my responsibility to try to get that switch flipped, and I did not do that. And I guess that's where I feel bad for our players, and you know, and I failed them in that aspect.
Is confidence sometimes a dangerous thing when a team is going well? And you've dealt with winning successful teams for your entire life.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing, and I don't know. I've probably used the word maturation and maturity more this year than I have in any other year as a coach in interviews, and that's the interesting thing. As you know, student athletes change as you go through different teams, and how things come together when you have experience or lack of experience at certain positions. Depending on the leaders within your locker room, there's a lot of factors that go into where your team can be at and how they respond. And our team has grown a lot this year, but again, it was, you know, to me, I look at the success and how well we played, a little bit of a layoff and all that, and I just don't think we came out the edge. And sometimes when we're successful early in a game, I think that confidence it sometimes becomes comfortable. And I was just going to say is that, so when you drive the opening drive and you score and you do things, okay, yeah, the game plan's good. We're going to work. It's going to happen. It's going to work out. You get up by 21, and it's not necessarily overconfidence or taking the throttle. It's just kind of comfortable. And that was the part of the edge that I didn't feel that we had and couldn't get it to flip on.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Last thing I want to talk to you about, a lot of the positives that happened in the game, and then we're going to roll into our next segment into getting ready for Toledo. But when you go back and sit down with the team, you guys did a lot of really good things for 3 quarters and 5 minutes. Do you spend more time focusing with the team in review or in preparation for the next game on the positives, or do you spend more time on the things that didn't go very well?
Well, probably the way things went, you know, like we didn't have a lot of time to spend on them on Friday anyway. We shortened up the meetings to begin with because, you know, you were on the trip, you know, whatever time we got home after 3 o'clock,
yep.
Try to let them get some sleep and then bring them back a little bit on Friday afternoon. But yet some guys have classes and then some other things. And then we practiced Saturday morning because there are high school games on the field in the afternoon and other things that just for our flow of schedule. So the time totally on Friday wasn't as much. Plus we're a day short. You're starting to combine coaches Sunday and Monday preparation and then leaking that into the Saturday, and then our Sunday had to be our work day like a Tuesday, Wednesday. So all that put in there, we didn't have a lot of time. We try to hit some of each, the things that we're doing well, try to get corrected some of the things that really needed to be addressed. But either way, I told the coaches, we're not going to dwell long on this Kent game, and we're getting on Toledo as fast as we can.
Interesting. I think a lot of fans would be interested to know exactly how you handled that. One of the things that went really well was a pass rush that generated 5 sacks. Taylor Riggins had 1.5. Malcolm Kuntz had 2.5. Riggins now leads the MAC in sacks. Talk to me about those two guys, and you can throw Ladarius Mack into that mix as well, too. The pass rush has been very consistent. Obviously, you have 3 defensive ends in the top 5 in the conference in sacks that tells you how good it's been.
Yeah, they've played, all 3 of those guys have played really well all season. They're quick, dynamic. They mix up their moves. They all complement each other. You know, I've also, when we talk about them, I always want to make sure we talk about the guys inside because, mm-hmm. you know, they're holding the point or getting a push and it's really helping things out. But again, watching them kind of, you know, mix it up and how they're getting the quarterback's been real exciting to see. And hopefully, you know, this is going to be a game we're going to need to do it as well. So to keep them coming, try to keep them fresh and do all those things, really happy for all of them and watching them grow in different ways and be as productive as they've been.
Yeah, going to be a big test for the Bulls on Wednesday night against the Toledo Rockets, one of the top offenses in the MAC. Those guys will be tested. That's our transition to tell you that coming up next on the UB Football Insider Show, we will dive in deeper into the Toledo Rockets to get you ready for this one on Wednesday. Bulls are 1 win away from being bowl eligible for the 3rd consecutive year, but they're going to get tested on Wednesday night. Coach and I come back and dive into a preview of the Rockets when the UB Football Insider Show continues from Learfield IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
UB fans, the Bulls are running wild, and the holiday herd is heading to Town Mini for the Fall Mini Sales Event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Town Mini, like the new 2020 Mini Cooper Countryman All-4 with room for your team. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Town Mini on Main Street in Williamsville, just 20 minutes from campus, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at townmini.com.
We love our town.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implant.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar.
Oh, here's the 4K video I took on my iPhone 11.
Oh, the squirrel video?
I swear it was a bear.
Your fear looks amazing on this iPhone 11.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s, four lines, just $35 a line with qualifying trade-ins.
Video streams at 480p via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers. $30 plan plus $5 phone with auto pay plus taxes and fees. If you cancel, credits may stop and remaining balance due. Contact us. Qualifying credit service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus 2917 times 24 pre-credit price $699.99. 0% APR.
Back on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We are presented by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Coming up in this segment, a deep dive into the Toledo Rockets to get you ready for Wednesday night's home game against Toledo, 7:30 here at UB Stadium. But before we get into that too quick, Coach, I want to preview some of our player interviews coming up here on this edition of the Football Insider. Had a chance to talk to Jarrett Patterson, Matt Otwanowski, and Jake Molinich. Quick thoughts on those guys, the seasons they've had, and what they mean to your football team.
Well, boy, each one kind of goes about it a little bit differently. You know, Matt has been so steady in our program. Really, really happy for him and the way his senior year has played out to this point. You know, we talked about what a great student he is, how he was a great teammate and you know, being a backup who never said a word, always ready, being on special teams, and now coming into a starter and really at the most important position on our defense, and that's making sure we get everybody lined up at the middle linebacker position. Jared Patterson continues to, you know, show us so many ways that he can be a big play maker for us. Used him in so many different roles as well. But again, to have two consecutive years of 1,000 yards in his first two seasons in the program.
No one's ever done that here, by the way.
Right. We just want to make sure he stays on that path and that. But he's a special player and a special person. And then Jake Molinich, here's a former walk-on, earns a scholarship, embraces the role he's given, is kind of that thumper, tight end, fullback type of player, plays on a lot of special teams. Jake is excited to be on the field each and every day and brings energy to our program. You know, the first, real quickly, the first time he ever took the field for us, you know, one time we had thought about making him a defensive lineman when he was coming in. We were a little short in that area. Then we made the switch kind of late in the summer based on our numbers. And his first day out on the field, I said to one of the coaches, you know, he's not his brother. I don't know. You know, he had a bad hip and all this stuff. I told him, I said, if you were a horse, we'd have to put you down. And but he's really transformed himself and made himself into a very good football player that has a very special role on this team.
All right, you bring up Toledo, so let's dive into our Town Alfa Romeo Maserati Mini Keys to the Game, presented by Town Automotive, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. Rockets coming at 6-4. They're 3-3. They must win their last two and hope for a lot of other things, but they are still alive for the MAC West title, so they have a lot to play for as well, too. And, boy, I looked at their last couple games, and if there's not a little deja vu there of what's been going on around here a little bit, they win in overtime over Eastern Michigan. They win against Kent State after Kent makes a big comeback and they stop them on a two-point conversion. And then their last game, they're down 21. They tie it up and then they lose it on a field goal. So, boy, if that's not Maction personified for what they've been going through, and you're too for that matter.
Yeah, they've had some interesting games here the last few weeks and really had an interesting season and played some people extremely close, had some big wins in the non-conference slate of the season, but they're a good football team, and the one thing Jason Candle's done an excellent job of in recruiting is depth. They're a fairly young football team. They've worked through some injuries. Now they have them consistent. I think who they're playing, if they get people back, they'll even be deeper. But this is one of those games. I think you had asked me earlier in the week too about when we went there last year, to get a win there was pretty important for our program, not just our season. And hopefully that'll be the type of matchup that we expect and hopefully come out on the right end again tonight.
It strikes me as there's a lot of similarities between these two teams. People could argue this. You might be the two most talented teams in the MAC, strictly top to bottom players. You're both on multiple quarterbacks. Toledo started three this year. You pointed out to me both teams had their punters get hurt. Your team is number two in the MAC in rushing. They're number one in the MAC in rushing. So there do seem to be a lot of things that you might look at Toledo game tape and go, oh, that looks a little bit like us.
Yeah, there probably are, and for us to be in that conversation, if people think that in talent, I think it says a lot from where we were to where we are now, hopefully, and hopefully can continue to get better. It'll be interesting because, like you say, a team that runs the ball and still can be as dynamic as they are, I think they probably feel that their depth at running back is the best in the league, and we feel ours is. And I think when you have those type of players in your program at either school, you're going to rely on those guys quite frequently.
Bryant Kobach, 1,066 yards. He's third in the MAC, 10th in the country. He's been banged up the last couple weeks. Only had two carries in their last game. We don't necessarily know how much he'll be healthy. I know Jason Candle kind of said he's not going to be 100%, but he's a gamer and he'll try to play. Shaquif Seymour is the guy that's replaced him. Has their success in the running game been because of the talent of the backs, because of the offensive line? Again, as we look at things that look similar here, can you give everybody a little more insight into why they've been so good at running the ball?
I think it's, you know, it starts with their running backs a little bit athletically, but yeah, you have to have some guys up front that are moving people, creating space, and doing those things, but you also have to have some guys on the outside that are going to block, but also some receivers that can, you know, threaten people downfield and make sure that, some of the things that we run into sometimes when we're not throwing the ball really well is you got a lot of people around the box, and that makes it tough. When you have the balance that Toledo does, that makes it very difficult to get those extra hats around the ball as quickly as you need to sometimes.
Defensively, they're yardage-wise ranked 12th last in the MAC. What have you seen from their defense? And I know one of their key pass rushers is suspended for this game because of a late hit that got a lot of attention on a targeting call from their last game. But in general, what have you seen from Toledo's defense this year?
Extremely athletic group. I think they've geared their defense to be what they want to stop, you know, what they would want their offense to be and what most people do. If they're going to spread you out, make you defend the field, they have a bigger middle linebacker, but he runs extremely well. But, you know, kind of what we've slowly have gravitated to, like in a Qaddafi, right, and some of it is longer athletes on the outside who can run and make plays, defensive back type of guys on the outside linebacker positions. They've got some very athletic and confident corners that'll get up on you and press you, and they feel that, you know, because of that, that you're not going to get past them. And because of those things, you know, makes you, you know, think about some things you're doing in the passing game. So it's a confident group that runs well to the ball. And again, they've been able to get pressure on the quarterback as well.
These have been our Town Alfa Romeo Maserati keys to the game to get you ready for the Bulls and the Toledo Rockets. It's a Wednesday night, 7:30 kickoff at UB Stadium. Coach, thank you for your time. Appreciate the insight. Good luck and on getting all this taken care of, bowl eligibility and all those other things that can happen on Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. This is the UB Football Insider Show. We are presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We'll shift gears and talk to some of the players that I mentioned with Coach Jarrett Patterson, Matt Wanowski, Jake Molinich, all coming up as we continue the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Bulls fans, visit WNYAutoCare.com to locate the finest neighborhood automotive repair shops in the Buffalo area. All of these independent and family-owned repair shops are held to the highest standards of training and use the best parts for each job. At all Western New York Auto Care shops, we make sure that every job is done in a friendly atmosphere and offer peace of mind with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Visit WNYAutoCare.com today to see what sets our auto repair centers apart from the competition.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Millersport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man. But you haven't worn me in like forever. I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution. Emergency room online registration. And it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be. And that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at KaleidaHealth.org. Arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose. And be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patience.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stop. The game
is over. At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Back on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. We thank Coach a couple minutes of his time. Pretty cool insight into what a coach has to go through to get a team to shake off a really disappointing game, refocus on a short week to get ready for a really big one. And once again, the Bulls are going to need another outstanding performance from Jarrett Patterson. They've got him every week, so to assume that, pretty easy to assume that, particularly when the Toledo Rockets are the dead last ranked defense in the MAC, so there should be some opportunities for Bulls running back Jarrett Patterson to do some things on the ground. Let's ask Jarrett about that and find out how he's approaching this game. A couple of minutes with Bulls running back Jarrett Patterson.
Jarrett, let's start off by talking a little bit about the season for you so far. 1,136 yards. You're currently 10th in the country, second in the MAC in rushing. For anybody who wondered if you could top what was an amazing freshman season, take me through how you've been able to do this in season number two.
It's been good. You know, the scheme is just a strategy that Coach K came up with, and the offensive line has been tremendous. You know, them guys, I couldn't do what I wanted to do if it wasn't from the guys up front, first and foremost. But it's been crazy, you know, just taking it one game at a time, you know, just trying to finish strong these two last games so we can go bowling.
You know, everybody, you kind of came out of nowhere a little bit last year, but everybody knew who you were coming into this year. Is there some satisfaction for any player that can know that the defense knows they've spent all week getting ready for you and still have success?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my approach to it, you know, they know who I am, but they got to stop me, you know. So I just take it there, you know, just in my preparation, my focus, and just attention to detail. Every practice, I try to get better, just work on the little things, and just play my all each and every game and help this team win.
We've had a lot of fun keeping track of some of the things that you're doing here, not even through your second year. You're already up to seventh all-time in UB career rushing. You joined James Starks as the second player in school history to have two 1,000-yard seasons. You know, the first to ever do it in your first 2 years. And you're, you know, within range Wednesday night here, moving up to fifth on the single-season all-time rushing list. Do you pay attention to much of that? And if you do, how satisfying is it that you're doing some things here that even some great ones have never done?
I don't really even pay attention to that kind of stuff. I'm not, like, this is the first time me hearing about that. You know, I'm the type of guy, I just put my head down and just work. You know, like, I just appreciate the little things like them, like you said, them guys, James Starks, you know, Brandon Oliver, and how them guys, you know, paved the way for guys like me, you know, to come in here and be successful at this university, at this program. I don't know, I just want to keep representing and just keep representing and make this program elite.
You, I know you have a relationship with Brandon Oliver. You talk to Bo on any regular basis? You know, what have you learned from him? And is he going to start to hassle you a little bit if you start moving towards passing him on some of these lists?
Yeah, I talk to Bo. I talk to James Starks. I talk to them guys all the time. Actually, I think Bo's coming up for this game, actually. I talk to him mostly every week. You know, he just tells me things I need to work on, things he saw, just to help me out and help me with my game. But we talk all the time. He always tells me that I'm gonna get his record, and I just be like, nah. I'm just gonna take it one season, one game at a time. But you know, we stay in contact.
It's pretty cool that guys like that are helpful and encouraging, and are more than happy to see you break the records too, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. And it's, like I said, James Starks, I talked to him too, and I made a deal with him. I said, if we win these two games, he'll come with us to our bowl game. So, yeah.
It's good. It'd be always good. It's always great to see James around anyway, so that would be pretty cool. We've talked a lot about your background, your connections to Justin Winters, the former Bull who coached you in Maryland and kind of helped you decide this was the right place for you. I learned a couple weeks ago of another pretty cool connection that fans may be interested in. Chase Young has been one of the most dominant players in the country playing for the Ohio State Buckeyes. I had no idea that you guys have a pretty cool relationship that goes back to your high school days. Tell everybody about that connection and how much you remain pretty close to one of the best players in the nation.
You know, it started eighth grade year. I was getting recruited by Pilate High School in Lower Merlin, you know. And we were just some eighth graders at the time. And I saw Chase at summer workouts. And then Coach Justin knew right there that he was going to be something special, just how his size and just how like how he worked and things like that. And we just worked out. I just remember them days, all of us. It was like eight of us that summer just working out. That's how we really got close and built that brotherhood. And ever since then, we've been close friends. And it's no surprise to me at all seeing what he's doing. You know, that's just always been him. And it's just like it's just crazy to see that his dream is coming true.
So. Right. Spot talk with Bulls running back Jarrett Patterson here as we get you ready for kickoff between the Bulls and the Toledo Rockets. You're a leader on this team. You're one of the captains on this team. What role did you play over the last couple of days of getting the guys to shake off what was a really disappointing loss and getting them focused on knowing that goals are still there to be met, but they almost require you guys playing your best football these last 2 weeks?
Yeah, definitely. As a quick turnaround, you know, we have to turn the page and get focused for Toledo. You know, like you said, it was a disappointing loss, you know, but also I feel every loss comes with learning experiences, as how I see it, I feel like to take that next step to be an elite program, we need these two games just to show that the future is bright at the University of Buffalo.
You've done a lot of good things offensively this year, number two in the MAC, again, top 20 in the country in rushing. We talked about your success. What else needs to happen? What do you want to see this team do over these last two games and maybe hopefully last three with a bowl game? What still needs to happen? What are the next steps?
Just guys need to realize the bigger picture. You know, this be the third time if we, you know, win these two games, we'll be bowl eligible, and just so we can just make history. You know, why not go out with a bang and just finish this thing off strong and just make your mark on this program and just be in history.
All right. Hey, good luck against Toledo. Good luck the rest of the season, Jarrett.
Thank you so much.
Wednesday night, Bulls in Toledo, a 7:30 kickoff at UB Stadium. You'll hear it right here on ESPN 1520. More to come. We'll talk to the guy who leads the way for Jarrett Patterson to get all those yards. That's next on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Tropical Heating and Cooling.
UB fans, the Bulls are running wild, and the holiday herd is heading to Town Mini for the Fall Mini Sales event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Town Mini, like the new 2020 Mini Cooper Countryman All-4 with room for your team. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Town Mini on Main Street in Williamsville, just 20 minutes from campus, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at townmini.com.
We love our town.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
We continue on with the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. My name is Paul Peck. Jarrett Patterson would not be 10th in the country, number 2 in the MAC in rushing, if he wasn't getting a lot of help from his offensive line. And one of the unsung heroes on this Bulls team, he is fullback, H-back, lead blocker, do a little bit of everything. He wears number 44. His name is Jake Molinich. Good chance for us to catch up with a player that doesn't get a lot of publicity, doesn't have a lot of stats, but has a lot of role. role in the Bulls' success?
Well, Jake, it's not often that in these opportunities we get to talk to guys who have yet to run the ball or yet to catch a pass yet, but that says as much about what you've done for this team as anything. You have been a part of all of the success in the running and the passing game. What's that like for you as a player to sometimes know that I'm not getting the glory, but I'm doing it for other people?
I mean, I understand my role on the team. It's not always the glory or whatever, but I've never been that type of guy to always get the ball or get the numbers. So, I mean, blocking is what I've always done well, and I'll do anything in my power to help our team win and lose.
Has your role been bigger this year than you thought it might be? You've played a lot this year. Did you think that was going to be the case when the season started?
I mean, yeah. I've been working at all times throughout my career, just trying to get on the field and do what I can to help the team. And honestly, whatever I've been able to do to accomplish to get there, I mean, it's all from the help of people before me. And it's just been a grind every day.
Speaking with Bulls fullback, H-back, sort of do everything, jack of all trades, Jake Mullinich here. You've been a big part of the running game. You've gone in motion a lot. You've kind of been that guy that sort of leads the way for Jarrett and Kevin. Is it a little similar to what Tyler Mabry did as sort of that lead tight end, blocking tight end last year?
Yeah, of course. Tyler was a lot more versatile, but I think I bring to the table that blocking scheme area that Tyler was very good at, and I learned a lot from him, whether it was inside zone, outside zone, just learning the ins and outs of the defenses. And it was he was a great leader and mentor for me.
Do you you would know better than I would what's in the game plan and whether there's actually some plays that might be designed to go to you in the game plan. Are you waiting for that? Are you secretly going, hey, I'm hoping over here, run me out into the flare, I can get us a first down or a touchdown?
Getting one of those would always be nice, but I'm never really looking for that. I'm just looking to help the team wherever I can, and if blocking's that what I have to do there, that's what I'll do.
Last question about this, because we want to get into a little bit of who you are, is Jarrett Patterson's doing things here that have never been done here before. He's already up to seventh overall in career rushing at UB, not even through his sophomore year. As the guy who sees him up close and personal, not only in the meeting rooms but on the field, can you just talk about what he and Kevin have been able to do through their careers here?
Oh, Kevin and Jarrett are so good. Like when we screw up, you know, they're always there to help us and make a play when a play isn't there. And blocking for them is just kind of a treat, because you know they're going to be where they need to be and see the hole that you make. And blocking is made easy with them in the backfield. So it's been an experience to be there for those guys.
Talking with Bulls fullback, H-back, Jake Mullinich, you are part of a really cool family tradition here at UB. Your brother Glenn sort of played the same role as you did. He graduates. You're in it now. You've got your younger brother Wyatt here, who probably will be this guy at some point when you're not here anymore. Just talk about this family tradition of coming from Fairport here to be big parts of the Bulls football program.
Pittsford.
Oh, boy, that was a bad mistake.
Just being here, I came here because my older brother was here. I got an opportunity to play here, and I think it was really important to try to play at the highest level. I mean, I walked on here not really expecting to be a big time, like a big helper on the team, but, you know, just trying to see what I can do. And having Glenn here was really important for me growing as a football player and understanding the college life and just acclimating to college football. And now I get to reciprocate that to my little brother Wyatt, and that's an awesome experience to show him the ropes and learn what I learned from Glenn. And it's a really cool experience going down the tree and everything.
All right, you come from a football family. Your dad is the head football coach, correct, at Pittsford High School, right? Yeah. We're gonna make that mistake a second time. So you've grown up around this sport. You've grown up playing for your dad, being there. What's life been like for the Mullinich boys to have been so immersed in this sport?
Football is life for us. You know, it was my dad's life growing up, and he brought that to us. And it's something that we all cherish and we all love. So it's something we bond on. It's really brought me, Glenn, and Wyatt together as brothers, you know. And I feel like a lot of siblings, you know, you have your differences and whatever. But I think us three, we're all just kind of like, we all have the same interests, and that helps, like, with, you know, on the weekends watching games and stuff. So, we're always doing stuff together.
All right. Hey, appreciate the time with you, Jake. It's been fun to watch you play a big part of this success. And somewhere along the line, you be ready. You're going to get in the end zone.
I'm ready. Hey, anytime.
All right. Jake is ready. Appreciate a couple of minutes of time with Bulls fullback Jake Molinich. Jake Molinich wearing number 44, a key player for the Bulls this Wednesday night when they take on Toledo, 7:30 kickoff at UB Stadium. More to come on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busybodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
UB football is fueled by Chick-fil-A on Walden Avenue. That's right, Chick-fil-A is located right here in Western New York and is the preferred post-game meal of UB football. Open Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Chick-fil-A also offers catering options, including packaged meals. Visit 1753 Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga. That's 1753 Walden Avenue. Chick-fil-A, home of the original chicken sandwich.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Let's shift our gears to the defense. Matt Otwanowski is third on the Bulls with 55 tackles this season. He has seamlessly slid into Khalil Hodges' spot at middle linebacker while also being an inspiration to his teammates. Good chance for us to catch up with the Bulls senior linebacker, Matt Otwanowski. Well, Matt, as one of the leaders on this team, how have you spent the last couple of days getting these guys ready and refocused after a very disappointing loss at Kent State, knowing how much is still at stake for this squad?
Yeah, I mean, we had to really flip the script fast. We have a quick turnaround, one less day of preparation, and I think people are just really fired up knowing that we still have so much more to play for, and, you know, just really turning the page. And as a defense, knowing that Toledo is considered the number one rushing offense in the MAC, which our offense probably begs to differ, and we're number one rushing defense in the MAC, so it's going to be a head-to-head battle.
What's it been like to be a big part of this defense that is doing some things that have never been done here before? I think you guys are up into the top five now in the country in stopping the run, number one almost across the board in every MAC category. Where has it come from? What's been the key to it? And what's it been like to be in the middle of it? Literally in the middle.
Right. I think the key to it is, you know, we're all communicating. We're all, you know, trying to get on the same page at all times. And everyone's really just doing their job. And we're playing hard and having fun doing it. And it's just fun seeing guys like Tyrone and Joey fly in behind us, make plays, or up front like Taylor Riggins, Mac, Malcolm, just, you know, making great plays all the time. And, you know, people are just really playing hard and having fun.
This has been your first chance to be a full-time starter. You have responded to being, I think, second or third on the team in tackles. You had 10 tackles in the game against Kent State last week. What's it been like for you individually to have played the kind of role that you're playing?
Yeah, I think, you know, playing behind Khalil for 3 years, you really learn a lot from him, a lot to take from that. And, you know, just the coaches, you know, they've always done a great job making sure that the next guy is always prepared. And I took advantage of, you know, opportunities I got in years past, and it's translating over into this year.
Talking with Bulls senior linebacker Matt Otwanowski here as we get you ready for kickoff between the Bulls and the Toledo Rockets on Wednesday night. We just joking, as you came in for the interview, Jake Mullinich was leaving and he called you dad. You are kind of the dad of this team a little bit, and that's a real compliment, isn't it?
I guess,
is it? I don't know.
I guess I'd take that as a compliment. That's Jake's just being funny, but yeah, just I guess being around here for a while, just being a leader of the team, and just hopefully being a guy that people can look up to.
You carry yourself, I don't want to say as a dad, because that's not fair, but you carry yourself as a guy who is incredibly well-rounded, who always seems to know the right thing at the right time, to be in the right place at the right time, too. Is that just always who Matt Otwanowski has been?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, that was just part of the way that I grew up, credit to the way that my parents raised me, just to, you know, pay attention to the details and, you know, always give your best effort with everything.
We've talked a lot about your outstanding play on the football field this year, but let's talk about a couple of things off it. Academic All-American, a nominee for the Academic Heisman Award. How important are those things to you?
It's very important to me. You know, I love this game of football, but it is going to end one day. And, you know, you have to prepare yourself for life after football. And I really take my schoolwork serious and really have enjoyed my college experience academically as well.
What do those kind of recognitions and honors mean to you?
I think it's just a byproduct of, you know, just the daily process, because academics, it's a daily thing. It, you know, studying when you're tired after practice, when you really don't feel like doing it, you know, you have to push through. And I just think that, you know, the awards, they just kind of come with the process of doing it.
Last week, we had a chance to talk to one of your teammates, Austin Kunick, who missed the game at Kent State because he was busy being a bone marrow donor. And that's something that you did over the summer, and I think you've inspired a lot of your teammates. Tell everybody a little bit about that experience, and then even more so now that you've inspired one of your other teammates to do the same thing that you did.
Yeah, it was, you know, I think that everything happens for a reason, and I think, you know, that was part of God's plan to bring me here to Buffalo to be signed up for Be the Match, because I wouldn't have done that on my own. I wouldn't have known about it. And just that experience of knowing that you had the opportunity to save someone else's life. And I'm so glad that Mike got the chance to do that as well. And yeah, I just hope that, you know, this comes up with other people on the team as well.
Yeah, my correction, Michael Kenefick, not Austin Kunick, is another one of your offensive line teammates, but that was Michael Kenefick that did that. That leaves a legacy beyond football, both for you and Michael, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that carries well beyond the game, and, you know, it means so much more that, you know, someone is really looking for a donor, and, you know, they've been, you know, struggling or whatever with that, and that we're able to provide that for them is amazing.
You know, have you thought a little bit and about what the next steps of your life are going to be? I mean, you've still got football left, and we know that, but you've been, like you said, preparing yourself for the next steps. What the next time we might hear about Matt Otwanowski, is it inventing a cure for something or a new technology or something? What are you thinking about down the road?
Well, I'm still looking into grad school. Right now, next summer, I'll be doing an internship with EY in their financial services part of their operations, and I'm just going to take it one thing at a time.
All right. Last thing, we'll leave you with a football question. Everybody knows what's on the line here with this game against Toledo. The reality of winning the last two to make sure you guarantee a bowl game. What are you saying to your teammates? What are you thinking about heading into this game based on that?
Yeah, I think, after the finish of the Kent State game, we just need to get back to what we do, and that's playing hard, playing tough football, and playing together as a team and playing confident and, you know, playing for four quarters and just finishing.
Awesome. Matt, good luck against Toledo.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Bulls linebacker Matt Otwanowski. And Matt's going to have a big role in helping the Bulls stop Toledo's number one ranked MAC rushing attack. And if he's healthy, Bryant Kobach, who is number three in the MAC, 10th in the country with over 1,000 yards rushing. There'll be quite a few collisions between the Bulls number 42 and the running backs for the Toledo Rockets. 7:30 kickoff on Wednesday at UB Stadium. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520. More to come on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right, if you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Back for the final segment of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. Wednesday night action for the Bulls against the Toledo Rockets. A 7:30 kickoff at UB Stadium. Weather is supposed to be pretty nice, pretty calm from what I understand. That's always a good sign this late in November. National TV on ESPN2. Radio right here on ESPN 1520. John Fuller, Assistant Director, Athletic Director for Communications, joins us for our Full of It segment. And let's start, John, by talking about Toledo, because we don't talk about them a lot. This is one of those very rare trips to Buffalo for the Rockets.
Yeah, just the third time Toledo is going to play at UB Stadium since the Bulls joined the MAC in 1999. And the Bulls really haven't traveled to Toledo much. It's one of those, because they're in the West Division, we're in the East Division, for whatever reason, we just haven't played that much. Toledo came here in 2007 and in 2012. That's the only two times that the Rockets have played in the stadium. So no one on that Toledo team has ever played in Buffalo. The Bulls did win that game in 2007. It was one of those wins, too, where that kind of helped turn around this entire program, I think, because that was Turner Gill's second year, coming off a two-win season. Nothing, they weren't expecting too much out of the Bulls, and then the Bulls won that game, ended up going 5-7 that year and sharing the MAC East title, and then obviously went on 2008, and kind of that's when the program really turned the corner. But I look back at that game in 2007, and I really think that was one that kind of helped. That was one of the really big win in the history of this program.
You know, and more recently, I look back at the win last year at Toledo, 31-17, and we talked about it a lot when it happened. It was kind of a watershed moment for this program. Toledo has been the class of the MAC for a long time, and for the Bulls to go into that stadium last year, come from behind and win, was sort of a validation, maybe, for lack of a better word. As you reflect back on that game, what jumps out at you?
Well, you remember, we have never won in that stadium. We never won in the Glass Bowl, never really came close, to be quite honest. And I remember, you know, the game did not start off well at all. I believe we were down 10 at the half, maybe, and nothing was
17-7 at the half.
Yeah, 17-7
yes.
at the half, nothing really going well. And then the second half, I remember Anthony Johnson just took over. I remember he was kind of coming back from an injury, hampered, but then it was his first game back, and weren't really sure what he had in the tank. And then he had that little crossing pattern touchdown where he scored, and that really changed momentum of the game. Then you remember then right after that, if I remember correctly, we got that fumble where we had the forced fumble, Jared Patterson forced. We got the ball right back, so we were able to score quickly there in the second half and take control of the game. And I think Jared Patterson slammed the door with like a 30-yard touchdown run. So,
correct, 25, pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, thanks.
Good memory.
but yeah, so I just remember, like you said, that was a really big win for this program. I mean, we had a good team last year, but that's one of those wins where, you know, Toledo is a perennial favorite in this league. That their power, they've always been good. You know, it was 9 years in a row now they've been bowl eligible, and for us to be able to win there and win and really convincingly win. We were losing it at the beginning, we were losing at halftime, but at the end of the day, when you look at the stats, we pretty convincingly won that game. So that was a good win for the Bulls, and an important win in this program.
Yeah, well, this one's an important one on Wednesday as well, too. The Bulls need to shake off the disappointment of the fourth quarter against Kent State, still playing to be bowl eligible, still playing to get to maybe win the last two and really lock in that bowl. Meanwhile, Toledo still alive for the MAC West title, playing for that as well, too. You brought up Jarrett Patterson's name. It's our weekly Jarrett Patterson segment. Give everybody a little overview on some of the things he's already doing and what's in line for him maybe to do this week.
Yeah, so against Kent State, he rushed for 141 yards, and that put him over 1,000 yards for the season. Now it's 1,159 yards, and that's he's became the second running back in school history to have consecutive back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He joins James Starks as just the second player to ever do that, and that really... that's quite an accomplishment for him, and I think he's the first player to ever do it in his first two seasons. So it's really the career he's had so far, is pretty amazing. And if you look ahead, he's really not far from. He's right now seventh in school history in career rushing, and he can definitely he's 31 yards shy of passing Odie Underwood for fifth in school history, and he just really. It's pretty amazing what he's doing.
Yeah, and about, 75, not even 75 yards away from passing Jordan Johnson for sixth on the all-time list as well, too. And Jarrett, who we talked to earlier in the show, said he believes his buddy Bo Oliver is going to be at the game on Wednesday night. So that'll be cool to have, the greatest running back and maybe soon to be the greatest running back in the ballpark.
No doubt about it. And it's kind of neat to see the relationship that, Jared and Kevin Marks, for that matter, have made with our former great running backs. And then they understand the history that we have here. And, Jared talks to Bo on a weekly basis, if not more. They're always texting on Instagram, making comments back and forth to each other. And I know they talk, Kevin Marks and James Starks have a relationship, and those guys just constantly talk about what they need to do, how they can improve, and because obviously you're looking at the two best running backs in school history, and Patterson and Oliver and Starks, and to be able to have these young running backs go to them and kind of talk to them and ask what can I do, how can I get better. There's no two better people to ask than those two.
With John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, our Full of It segment here to wrap up the UB Football Insider Show. Let's wrap up on talking about defense. We're beyond now talking about how good this defense has been, where it ranks in the MAC. We're to the point now where this defense is in five top 10 national categories for what it's doing defensively. Those are heady times for a Buffalo defense, because last year it was the offense that was dominating a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, the defense, I think the biggest number for me, is been the sack total. I mean, the Bulls have 23 sacks over the last five games. It's amazing. You know, and they've had, you know, at least five a game, you know, over these last games. And then if you look down even further, they have on the season now, they have, well, I think they have 34 sacks on the season. The school record for sacks in a season, at least during the FBS era, is 38 sacks. And that was in 2013. And that was obviously with Khalil Mack. So, you know, they're obviously on pace to shatter that as well. And keep in mind, in 2013, we played 13 games. We had an extra game, too. So, you know, they're only four behind that through 10 games, and that team played 13 games. So what they're able to do on the defensive line without blitzing just shows you just how talented this defensive line
yep.
is.
Taylor Riggins, 7.5 sacks, leads the MAC. Malcolm Kuntz, 7 sacks, number 2 in the MAC. Ladarius Mack has 5.5, yep. I think, 5. He's 3rd in the MAC.
Yep.
So, again, the Bulls continuing to do some great things, and they'll need it again against a Toledo team that ranks number 2 in the MAC in rushing. So that's going to be the big test for the Bulls this week. John, appreciate the time. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday night. A big one for the Bulls.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
John Fuller with the Full of It segment. That will wrap up this week's edition of the UB Football Insider Show. Again, Wednesday night kickoff against Toledo. The Bulls need to win it to get bowl eligible for the third straight year. 7:30 kickoff. We're on the air with our pregame show at 6:30 right here on ESPN 1520. We will talk to you on Wednesday night. Thanks for joining us for the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, Ad Pro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.